Coach, how are you today?
Oh, just doing great. Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, congratulations to this point, Coach. 14-3. You guys, not just one of the top teams in Stark County, one of the top teams in all of Northeast Ohio this year, Coach. What's been the key to this outstanding year to this point?
It just comes down to your senior leadership and our captains. We put a lot of onus on that, and we've got three good ones this year, Hayden Nigro, and then pair of seniors and Will Jancic and Charlie Roberts, and you know they lead the team, and they set the tone in practice and in games. And you know, we dropped our first two of the year on the road to Perry and McKinley, and then we went on a nice little streak there and won 14 of our last 15. So you know, guys have just really blended together. Obviously we had a good tournament run last year and a lot of guys back from that team, and once we got in that groove, I think they remember what that felt like last year.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. Congratulations on being appointed a board member with Wishes Can Happen. You know obviously how near and dear that is to our hearts, so we want to congratulate you and thank you for all the great work you do with Wishes Can Happen.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's one of those things that when the board spot came open, it's something I've had my eye on for a while. It's very dear to my family. My sister, when we were younger, in her early days, she was diagnosed with leukemia, and you know, we were granted a wish to go to Disney, and it really just changed our family dynamics when that happened and gave us a second to step back and take a deep breath. And I've always been forever grateful for that, and wanted to give back, and actually granted our first wish a couple weeks ago, and felt great. So, yeah, we're really happy to be part of that, and look forward to great things with Wishes, and any way I can help, I'm all in.
I don't want to dominate the entire discussion on what you guys did, but was that the trip you guys went up to the Cavs?
Yeah, so we awesome. Had a wish for the Cavs, and you know, the Cavs really came through for us with also a little assist at that time from the New Orleans Pelicans, C.J. McCollum and Larry Nance Jr. You know, just really made a special night for one of our young people, and really showed a lot of class to the Cleveland Cavaliers organization and of course, New Orleans as well. And then you throw in there some Northeastern Ohio guys and CJ and Larry, and it seemed to be a really, really great night for that young man and his family, and that's what it's all about.
Well, once again, we really appreciate the work that you do, and thanks again for joining us. Tom Siegfried, head basketball coach at Louisville, joining us right now. Coach, you put up 100 points the other night. I mean, how many times have you coached on a team that scored that much? And what do? Just shoot threes all night?
No, it's wild because our one game we lost in the last 15 was in the battle of the 6-1-4 against a really good Grove City team down in Columbus. And, you know, I just didn't like the pace of the game for the type of scores that we have. We have a lot of firepower in our team this year, a lot of guys that came back. And so we wanted to start pushing the envelope a little bit with tempo. I didn't really realize that the next four games we would average 95 points a game, but
wow.
we've really kind of bought into it. The kids have bought into it and taking great shots. And, you know, we have the luxury this year of having some post players that can bring the ball up as well. So it's just kind of a ideal situation for us. We'll see where it goes to. We have two tough opponents here coming up with North Canton and Lake in our next two Federal League schools. Obviously, a lot of respect for both those programs and those coaches. And, you know, we'll see where it goes. But, you know, guys just kind of embraced it. Like I said, our captains, our seniors bought into it. And, you know, we'll kind of see where it goes from here.
Coach, when you look at your team and the record, okay, and you're playing a lot of the Federal League teams in that, and guess what? Oh, you're going to be in the same district with a lot of those teams, too. And we just had Coach Hairston on the other night. Your district is a gauntlet, and you're going to find out this weekend what your seed is, correct?
Yeah, we are, and you're absolutely correct. You know, I looked at those teams when, you know, we got into early to mid-January, and I started putting them up on the dry erase board in the office. And, man, I don't know if I did myself any justice because I haven't been able to sleep too well every night when I leave practice or games or whatever, seeing those teams up there. And, I mean, you're looking at teams that are 13, 14-win teams that might be a 12 or 14 seed.
Right.
So, yeah, it's whoever comes out of those three districts, they're going to be battle tested, and I would be willing to bet you're going to see some of those teams in the Final Four if they get out of this district. It's one of the best around between Federal League, St. B., Stowe, Nordonia, Walsh Jesuit. Dover comes in, I think, at 15-1 or something like that. So,
right.
Yeah, there's a lot of good programs, a lot of good coaches, and I don't think you can go wrong going out and watching any of those games in our district.
No question about that. And I've been doing my research, looking at the Federal League and Stark County teams, and also NEOzone.com and NEOzone on Twitter. They do a Northeast Ohio top 25, and they like what they're seeing out of you guys and what you've been able to accomplish. They've got you in at number 22 after your win, most recently. Do you pay attention to that? Is that something that you let the kids know that, you're getting the respect around the area and that, or do you not pay attention to that and just worry about the team that's next on your schedule?
Well, I'm getting old, so I gotta let the kids let me know what's important.
Okay.
So yeah, they definitely tell me about that. I do follow that. I think it's pretty accurate. They've been doing it for a while now, and I think they usually get it pretty good as far as where teams are ranked, and they I know they take into consideration who you play and kind of how you're playing at that time. And yeah, we're very thankful to be in that top 25. I mean, when you see you're surrounded by teams that are top of the Federal League, or teams that maybe have multiple D1 guys on it or won multiple state champions, just to be in the conversation with those teams is definitely what we're looking for at Lewisville. And, over the last 9, 10 years that we've been there, we're averaging 17 wins a year, and, we're up in our schedule every year. This year, I think we played 15 D1 teams.
Wow.
And just really proud of what we made Lewisville basketball in, and I think the community has really embraced it.
Coach, from your time at Alliance, Kent State, Mount Union, now back at Lewisville, what's the proper number in a rotation for you?
You're looking at probably 7 or 8 guys that we normally play big minutes. Every once in a while, we'll dip down into maybe a 9-man. But, when you get guys that we have here recently, they demand minutes. They're really, really in good shape when they get out there. And it's hard to take them off the floor. So yeah, we get in a little tighter rotation as we go through the February months and into the tournament, mm-hmm. No doubt about it. But at times certain guys step in and do great things. We've had upwards of 10 guys this year that have helped us in different situations throughout the year.
And coach, the good thing about that is that means you're probably pretty good, right? So you're keeping those kids on the floor, but also it sets a standard, doesn't it, for Lewisville basketball, that if you want to play, you've got to work harder to get on the floor, whether you're a senior, junior, sophomore, fret, whatever it is. If you want to be out there, you better be able to match or be better than some of those kids to get those minutes.
100%. And I think the true sign of a program, we had a saying a couple years ago and we've kind of stuck with it, the standard is the standard, is that we never want any drop off. One of the things that when I took this program over 16 years ago, we'd have good years, but then there would be a kind of a roller coaster. And this last 9 to 10 years is exactly what I envisioned as being kind of my goal, and that was to keep it among the top programs in the county year in, year out. And the young guys know that, maybe they are good enough. We have some guys that play JV that probably play some varsity for other teams. But, they put their time in, they keep working hard, and at some point they're going to get their chance to do what the ones before them have done in Lewisville basketball.
You mentioned you guys are on a 4-game winning streak, and when those last 4 games, you're averaging a little over 93 points a game. So what does that lead towards practice now? What is left to work on to keep these guys focused as you get towards the end of the season and now look towards a tournament?
Yeah, we just want to keep them grinding. We talk about complacency a lot, and we never want to be complacent. We never want to be happy with where we're at. We want to come in and have really good, solid practices. It's not about the length of the practice. It's more about the quality of the practice. And, what's interesting with the style that we're playing right now, I'm a big believer in resting kids' legs and making sure they're ready to go when game time hits. But, the style we're playing, we want to practice that way as well. So we're very, very careful of when the time comes that we want to get up and down and get the most out of it when we can. But then at the same time, we do give days off when we have long weeks and things of that sort. So yeah, just getting through complacency, always working hard, never, believing that you're better than you are, and realizing that next team, you have a target on you. And I'm sure North Canton wants nothing more to come in and end that streak.
Coach, I want to ask you about Lewisville Leopard Nation right here. Mm-hmm. I mean, we think about Louisville, we think wrestling, we think football. And now you've got maybe one of the most powerful, maybe girls softball, you've got maybe one of the most powerful basketball teams in this area right now. How is it being received in Louisville that now all of a sudden you guys are hooping it up too?
Yeah, it's no question about it. It's been probably the number one longevity program over the last 10 years as far as year in, year out. We're really proud of the things we did, you know, going to the Elite Eight farther than anybody else last year. You know, during my time in the NBC, winning four NBC championships, 17 wins a year over the last 10. And just the numbers, you know, right now we have a seventh grade team that's 16-0 this year. We got an eighth grade team that's, you know, 11-5. We got, you know, JV and freshman teams that are both have winning records and the championships at third, fourth, and sixth grade levels. It's just a good time in Louisville basketball. And we call ourselves the program because we believe from kindergarten all the way through varsity senior year, these kids are hooping it up in Louisville, and it's really taking off.
It's the feeder system, man. You start them young, they learn the system.
You're talking about a feeder system. Where's Gabe Stouffer in all of this?
Gabe Stouffer is an up-and-comer point guard. He plays a lot of JV for us as a freshman. And one thing you never have to worry about with Stouffer's is the energy. The energy is always there. You have to harness it, and you know, I tell Gabe, you know, probably, you know, 4 out of 5 practices, make sure you don't listen too much to what your dad says. That's what we got to work on with Gabe. I never have to worry about him going too hard. Yeah. I just got to make sure he realizes that he's all right.
I got news for you. Easier said than done.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Ben's a big supporter of our program, and, you know, that guy, he brings the energy to Louisville sports in general. I don't care what it is. It could be badminton, tabletop tennis. I don't care what it is. He's all in for Louisville sports.
They broke the mold.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, yep. Thank goodness.
They smashed
it. Yeah, they did. Took care of that, no problem.
That's an understatement.
Yeah, there you go. How about another point guard? Shed a little light on him. As I see, 23 points, 8 assists, 4 rebounds, 3 steals recently in a game for a sophomore guard by the name of Bo Siegfried.
Yeah, Bo's, you know, he's probably has the toughest role of any player that's ever played at Louisville, and that's to be my son to play. And, you know, last year as a freshman, you know, probably had an opportunity that could have played a little bit earlier in the year than he did. But, you know, I wanted him to, just like everybody else, earn his way up and, you know, had a really good finish to the year. And this year, probably the last 6-8 games has really started taking on a bigger role. Just really proud of how hard he plays, how good of a teammate he is. How much he cares about the overall, you know, focus of the team. And those are the things that I care most about. The other stuff will take care of itself. But he's a really good son, a really good teammate, and couldn't be more proud of him.
All right, let's talk about the two guys that carry the mail on a regular basis for you. Hayden Nigro with 41 points recently in a victory for you. Made 19 free throws in that. You can go teach the Cavaliers how to shoot damn free throws. But Hayden, take me through his game and how he's exploding even more this year.
Yeah, Hayden's taking his game to another level. Yeah. You know, what we try to explain to our kids all the time is that the numbers are great and all that, but I look at the overall quality of play. And anybody that's followed Hayden for the last 2-3 years will tell you that this year his tenacity, his defense, the energy that he plays with is at another level. And that's what's really going to help him when he gets to that next level of college. You know, obviously he's one of the best finishers. I'm not going to say even in Northeast Ohio, in Ohio, period. He can finish with the best of them. The bigger the game, the better he plays. You know, going back to Jackson last year, I think he had 25, 28, something like that. This year, he had 26 against Mentor. He just shows up. He plays in the big games. He wants the ball in his hands. And, you know, that Batman and Robin, you know, he's a heck of a Robin, you know, out there. And you know, teams can't really focus on one or the other too much because the other one will hurt them if they do.
And the best thing about him, JT, only a junior. He becomes Batman next year, right? So
absolutely.
That's the great thing. And there's that that steadiness, that consistency that you were talking about, Coach. So let's go to the senior, though, Will L. Jancic. All-time leading scorer for you guys in Louisville?
All-time leading scorer, and he's pulling away because, I tell you what, after he broke it, he's had some monster games. So he's setting the bar pretty high. I've been fortunate enough to coach, I think it's 5 of the last 6 top scorers at Louisville. And, you know, we had a guy by the name of Bob Glaggio, which most people know him as football guy, but he was actually our all-time leader in basketball as well, and came in and Drew Noble broke his record all the time, and then Chris Libitor and now Will. So I've been fortunate enough to have those guys in the program, and I'm going to tell you something. Will Aljancic takes it to another level. That young man works harder than anybody I've ever been around, and that means as a player, as a coach. He's just constantly finding ways to improve his game. He's in the gym first every single day. If we're having a bad practice, he's the one that picks it up. If we need a bucket in a game, he's the guy that gets it. If we need a stop, he's the guy that gets it. And just can't say enough about him. I know that, you know, the numbers are there, and obviously he's a Finley commit. He had numerous offers, and, you know, I would be shocked that, you know, if that's where his career ends. I think he'll have a chance to play a little professional ball afterwards as well. But Will is becoming a great teammate, a great leader. And like I said, the thing I measure kids by is, you know, is their leadership and their tenacity and toughness. And there's been nobody I've coached that's been more.
That's awesome. Great to hear. It's always nice when your senior leader and leading scorer is also the hardest worker, setting the example by going out there and doing it, right?
Absolutely. That's what sets the tone. And, you know, honestly, that's how you get to an Elite Eight, and that's how you do the things that we're doing, is you got to have your top dog be that guy that sets the tone.
All right. For tomorrow night, we'll have the game for everybody here on WHBC. You've got Hoover. What are the keys tomorrow night to keep this winning streak going?
Tempo, tempo, tempo. So we got to, you know, obviously anybody that knows Hoover basketball, they're very, very good at, you know, getting great shots and working the ball and you know, very well coached. One of the best coached teams in the state of Ohio. There's no question about it. Coach Bluey and his staff, you know, they got guys all the way down the bench that, you know what they're doing and probably could be head coaches at other schools. And you got to go in there, you got to be prepared, and you got to play your game, because if not, you're going to play their game, and most teams don't want to do that. We went to Hoover a couple years ago and lost the game 31-30. You know, and it was just a grind, and just defense, and, you know, and I guess if you like defense, you like watching that game. But we gotta control the tempo. We gotta use our crowd, and you know, it'll be a good one. There's no question about it. And I think your listeners will enjoy this one.
Well, we're happy to bring